Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Just recently, CEF of Illinois held our fall fundraiser as part of our annual budget. Our guest speaker this year was Dr. Brian Chappell, the former senior pastor of Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria, who is now serving as a stated clerk presiding over the PCA, the Presbyterian Church of America, denomination. But before Dr. Brian Chappell spoke and shared with us his powerful message of why it is important now more than ever in our culture and our churches to reach this generation of children with the gospel in their families, CEF of Illinois shared a ministry presentation with our friends and donors who came that evening. I hope you enjoyed listening as we share with you this first part of our CEF of Illinois ministry report that's focused especially on this past summer ministry outreach to children, both near and far. For some of you, if you do not know my name, it's Katrina Forseth, and I serve as a state director for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and I think I'm clicking on like this will be my 25th year beginning next year, so just the years just go by, but I've been with CEF even before that, so it'll be about 33 years now in full-time with CEF. And I just wanted to share with you, my heart's desire tonight is to kind of, this is like a family missions reports, like a missions trip report back to you of what God has done, not what we have done here in CEF of Illinois, but what the Lord has done in the doors, the open doors that God has given to us for the gospel. So I want to just share with you, kind of backing up a little bit, what God did this past summer, and there's a lot of things to share there, and also we're going to lean into the fall of what God did last fall through our school year ministry, and also what we're looking forward to this coming fall as well. Just pretend like you're like a Wednesday night, Sunday night, you know, service, and we're doing like a missions trip report, so that's kind of what we're doing. So I wanted to just to share with you that those of you who know CEF, we always kick off our summer ministry by having our summer ministry training school, and I actually see some of our summer missionaries here tonight. So if you see some young people here tonight, like high school through college age, they're probably one of our 47 summer missionaries that we had. And we just had a great summer training school. And by the way, Pastor Carey, do you see your picture up there, Pastor Carey? He was one of our chapel speakers, and he took us through the I Am sayings of Christ from the Gospel of John. And our theme, by the way, of our training school is that Jesus is the one way, of course, from John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to my Father, which is in heaven, but by me. And so the whole purpose of this eight-day training school, where you had these 47 young people from across the state, whether they're going to be working at Camp Good News across the river in Washington, Illinois all summer, or if they're going to be serving across the state, north, south, east, west, doing those backyard Bible clubs, those five-day clubs, and also working with churches for VBSs, is the whole point is just basically, as a staff, we just wanted to pour into our students because we know that they're the ones that are going to be pouring into the children and ministering to children all summer long. So after the 8 days, the camp, Camp Good News, and also, by the way, Alan Olson is here. You want to give a little wave? And he is our chairman for Camp Good News. And I see Brian Cordes back there, and he's been with Camp Good News 20-some years? No? 18. Okay, I was close. All right, I should have counted before I came. So, but he's been with us for a long time. But they had 7 weeks of overnight camp. We had over 218 children that came. And I always love these numbers. We had 13 children that made a profession of faith in Christ. All right, go God. And we had 7 children that made a rededication of a commitment, you know, those campfires where they said, no, I want to give my whole life to the Lord. I want to live for him. Some other numbers that Mark Andrews, who could not be with us here tonight, this is his second year serving with us as a camp director, and he'll be continuing. I think he's doing a great job. He also shared with me that we had 102 campers, I believe. This is their first time ever to go to Camp Good News, and we love that number. So of the 200-plus kids, 100 of them were first-time campers at Camp Good News. And also another stat he wanted me to share with you tonight is that we had almost 40 children
37, I believe, that came on camp scholarship that was provided for them. And also, I just want to thank you, because I think there's also some of you here tonight that also helped make that possible for the kids to be able to go to summer camp. So they had a great 7 weeks run at it, and camp, there's all kinds of stuff, the swimming, the zip line, the mud creek walk, and all the different things that they do. But the bottom line, camp is all about transformation, life change, both for those who already do know Christ, growing closer to Christ, and those who yet need to come to Christ. And Mark shared with me that there was these six boys, he said, that were in one cabin, and these are his words, not mine, that they were kind of rowdy boys. And he said that, like, towards the end of the week, their cabin counselors, they decided, you know what, they need to really zone in and pray for these boys. And they especially did that right before a cabin devotional that night. And then they said after they had that prayer time and asking God to basically show up and work on the boys' heart, he said that the counselors told him that the boys, all six of them, really paid attention and honed in to the cabin devotion, and all six of those boys trusted in Christ that night. Love stories like that. Love them. So while the camp was doing their ministry, also the five-day club summer missionaries, they were doing those backyard Bible clubs, and they were held in churches. We do partnership with Vacation Bible School with typically they're smaller churches, and also we just have 5 day clubs wherever we can have kids at, whether it's a backyard, a park, or you probably see here it was even in a garage of someone's home. So wherever we can gather children. So we had a total of 73 5 day clubs, and we reached over 874 children with our 5 day club ministry alone. You probably, if you've been coming to our events, all these kind of sound familiar to you, but this year we did something unique. After about mid-June through July, there were six of us from the CEF state office here in Peoria, myself included, and my younger son, Samuel, and also Joe Hostetler, my assistant state director, and three of her four children. So the six of us, we jumped on an airplane, and we went all the way over there to Africa, to Uganda, and for a three-week missions trip. Now, this is actually my seventh time to Africa through the years. And also my fourth time to Uganda, but I just want to tell you, of all the missions trips I've ever taken, this one was my favorite. And also, not only was it my favorite, but it was the most fruitful missions trip that I've ever experienced in my life. It was just amazing. So I just want to share a little bit with you. We mostly got invited to come over, and I've been their guest speaker four different times for their CF National Conference. And so Joe and I together, we did seminars and workshops. I think we did 9 or 10 of them. And so we partook in that. And so we were their guest speakers for that. But also they set up children's and pastors' conferences where we would train the adults to teach them how the whole Bible points to Christ from beginning to end, and how to take that message of the Bible, that unified message of the Bible, which is Christ our Redeemer, and how to bring that down into a biblical message and a gospel message, and how to share that gospel biblical message with children. And so we had two different conferences, and some of them were two-dayer conferences each. We had 49 students at one, and this one on the top there, that picture, we had 121 adults that showed up to that training, and pastors all throughout that area, that district, that came. And everything we did, it was all about the gospel. Now, that one that we did that had 121, we actually had to have a translator. And so Jill's up there, and so that's a picture of her up there, and there's a translator standing next to her. And I want to tell you, this translator that translated everything that we were saying into the Luganda language, their trade language is Luganda over there, he was fantastic. Sometimes he would say, now what did you just say? And he says, okay, I get it. And then he would then say, well, let's just stop for a second. And he would almost like become the teacher, and he would stop and emphasize, and then he'd say, okay, now they understand, now you can go on. But that was great, because he really wanted to make sure that the people were getting it. So again, it's all about the gospel and everything that we did there. And also, I think one of the most precious times of the training is then when we get to actually the presentation of the gospel, how you share the gospel message with a child. We had them pair up. So imagine 120 people in the room, and like double the size, maybe possibly, and they each pair up one-on-one, and they're each taking turns practicing sharing the message of salvation. It's just amazing. And sometimes they were doing it in English or their own language. So some of you might be asking, okay, we get it. We understand what you and Jill were doing, you know, but what were your teens doing? Because you brought them on this missions trip too. Well, That is a great question. And they had a ministry in and of themselves. And so every day they would get in a CF truck. That's a CF truck. And by the way, that CF truck is 20 years old, but it still keeps on running. It even had a fire, but they fixed it for us and everything was going good, electrical and everything. And so there's no problem. And so every day they would leave like really super early in the morning, maybe 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, and they'd be gone morning through afternoon. And while we were doing all that training, they were doing school ministry. And so by the end of the first week, they had already been in 10 schools. And in each of the schools, they were going either 30 minutes or an hour teaching time, teaching the Bible and sharing the gospel message. But that was just week one. On the second week, while we were doing some more of those pastors' children's conferences, then we were asked to come to this Luero district. And they were able to be in so many schools that actually Joe and I had to kind of like pull double duty, and we would have to go like maybe at 7 o'clock in the morning or 7:30, 8 o'clock before we started our classes at 9. And I mean, there's just all these schools are saying they found out these U.S. visitors were there, and they said, we want them to come to our school. And so God just opened up these doors, and he just did it. And so he just gave us a wide open door for the gospel, not only for elementary kids, but all the way through high school. So by the end of the second week, we had reached another 20 schools. Over 8,400 children heard the gospel. And by estimate only, over 2,000 made a profession of faith, including some teachers. But when you put all that together, we were able through not only the schools, but they also did Sunday school ministries. We were in 6 different schools because they have like multiple services, sometimes 3 services in a Sunday. They had like 300 children in Sunday school in one Sunday that they ministered to. You put all that together, just they alone, the teens, they ministered to in 3 weeks over 10,000 children. And also Joe and I were part of teaching over about 1,200 adults. So you put all that together. So in a 3 weeks time, we reached over 11,000 people that God opened the door for us to minister and share the good news of Christ. Praise the Lord for what he has done.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week as we continue to share this first segment from our annual CEF of Illinois Ministry Report. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, like, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew he was real and I wanted to obey his word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that he's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.